Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Heads or tails, kick or receive, with the wind or against the wind, buy your friend a Bud Light, buy a stranger a Bud Light. Go to your team's bar, go to the opposing team's bar, buy a round during the next truck commercial, buy a round during the next Talking Duck commercial. If you're truly up for whatever this weekend, grab the perfect beer for whatever happens. Crisp, refreshing Bud Light. Make two plans and let the NFL coin toss make the call. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Radio brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome,
Tiki,
Doug Gottlieb, Joe Rosano,
on the Mojo Show.
Around-the-clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
It's the Light Up the Holidays event at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Join us from November 11th through the 15th and enjoy our best prices of the year. For the first time ever, Jared is offering spectacular savings throughout the store, plus premiering hundreds of new pieces. Don't miss your chance to light up the holidays November 11th through the 15th, because the one gift she'll always love is waiting for you at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro.
This has not been an easy decision, but I believe it's the one that allows all of us to concentrate on the future. My hope is that we can develop an aggressive and ambitious plan toward preeminence in all of our sports at Illinois.
That was University of Illinois Interim Chancellor Barbara Wilson announcing the firing of Athletic Director Mike Thomas today. An independent report released this afternoon found that former football coach Tim Beckman encouraged student-athletes to play through injuries, interfered with their treatment, and put pressure on trainers to clear athletes to play before their injuries were healed. Paul Kowalczyk will take over as interim athletic director. Bulls are in Philadelphia tonight to take on the 0-6 76ers. Coach Fred Hoiberg says no changes in the starting lineup are planned, though Joakim Noah did work out with the starters during the morning shoot-around, according to the Tribune's Casey Johnson. Blackhawks are off until Thursday when the Devils come to town. Patrick Kane was named this week's number one star by the NHL. He had 4 goals and 5 assists in 4 games. Bears are in San Diego tonight to take on the Chargers on Monday Night Football. Running back Matt Forte and receiver Eddie Royal both out for tonight's game. Center Hronas Grassou is doubtful. Shea McClellan, Pernell McPhee, and Jermaine Bushrod among those who are questionable. In baseball, the White Sox are reportedly close to hiring ex-Cubs manager Rick Renteria to be Robin Ventura's bench coach. And finally, Russia could be banned from next year's Olympics in Rio de Janeiro after a harshly critical World Anti-Doping Agency report accused the country's government of complicity in widespread doping and cover-ups by its track and field athletes. That's according to the Chicago Tribune. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Continental Motors. When searching for a vehicle, search ContinentalMotors.com. And join the Score at Chelios Pub and Grill in Geneva Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and win a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays. This week, starting at 5 a.m. on Tuesday with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Chargers game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Managing editor of CampusInsiders.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men, in males.
Publisher of CollegeFootballNews.com.
Bad snap. Fumble. Scooped up. Here come the Spartans down the sideline. Racing into the end zone. The Spartans win again. The Spartans win again.
George, what a call.
I don't know what to say. I am struggling to deal with what I just saw.
High aficionado.
Was that pie I smell?
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
Pete Futek with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 3:03, enjoy, ladies and gentlemen, your Nebraska fight song. And I don't know what it is, but it's the Nebraska fight song.
And we are joined on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com by Pete Futek.
What's going on, gentlemen?
That's for you, Pete.
Every once in a while, I kind of, you know, throw some things out there and it sticks to the wall. You know, Nebraska beating Michigan State, maybe it was the biggest call in the world, but at least you knew that at some point Michigan State was going to get tagged by somebody.
Yeah, even if it shouldn't have counted, they did get tagged because they, you could look at that and say that shouldn't have counted, Pete.
Well,
say,
it kind of should have. By the strict letter of the law, it was actually an okay call. The bigger issue is that it's not exactly Aaron Rodgers under center there for Nebraska. And if you're Michigan State, you let that team go
right
91 yards with no timeouts in 46 seconds. That's, I think, what Mark D'Antonio was really honked about more than the call. Yeah, there's a missed interception in the end zone. And, you know, the call's the call, that sort of stinks. But, again, if you're Michigan State and you're supposedly its playoff team, you don't let that team with that guy march down the field like that.
All right, before we get into the altered national picture, the altered Heisman race, a lot happened on Saturday.
Yep.
So let's look for just quickly the Northwestern game. That was a nice win for them and one that looked like they were going to Northwestern the hell out of it, and they somehow didn't. But two calls in that game just have me baffled. The fair catch call on the punt that clearly was a fair catch call, and then that poor guy sacks the quarterback and there was no whistle and he threw him down. He's like, what do you want me to do?
That one ticked me out. You know what? I am number one. I hate it when everyone always screams and yells the second on Twitter, everywhere else, whenever some guy gets nailed for targeting. It's like, that's football. That's what it's supposed to be. But no, you can't go helmet to helmet. So I'm the first to say that no, you shouldn't be roughing people up. You can't go helmet to helmet. But that's just, again, the guy just threw him to the ground. The whistle didn't stop. It wasn't like it was a play, not like Hackenberg was going down. He was trying to make a play, and I hated that call all the way around. But the Northwestern, that's Northwestern. They just sort of find ways to score points and do things. They're not very good, but they just, whether it's a kickoff return here or even the subtle things like coming up with a big defensive stop to give your kicker another shot at it. You know, they just sort of, you know, find ways to get it done. And now if you look at what they're doing, they've just, you know, established themselves pretty high on the Big Ten bowl pecking order, because probably two, maybe three Big Ten teams are going to get in the New Year's Six / playoff world. And so all of a sudden they're going to be in a pretty sweet bowl game at the end of this.
Like what? What are we talking about pretty sweet?
They had Holiday Bowl would be maybe against USC, you know, would be a pretty good one. Maybe if they beat Wisconsin, all of a sudden it sounds kind of dumb, but it's actually a big game of the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, which is normally called the Citrus Bowl down there, in the New Year's Day game against
the
big
SEC. That's what I was thinking, the New Year's Day game.
So,
yep.
So there's still a lot of things on the table for it. They're playing with house money at this point, but you know, if you look at the rest of their schedule and they beat Wisconsin, that's a pretty good season. There's a 10-win season there possibly to be had.
All right, so what did Alabama accomplish? What did the outcome accomplish, and what did the actual look of that game accomplish?
I have learned over these many years of doing this that picking college football is pretty easy if you go really, really hard on always picking Ohio State or Alabama to win. You can kind of look kind of smart. And so I have said from the start that Alabama is the best team in the country. They're just better. All they accomplished was that they proved, I think, beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are the best team in college football. Now, if you really want to get weird about this, technically, if you're going by the strict letter of what's actually happened on the field, yeah, fine. Clemson beat Notre Dame, has to be ranked ahead of Notre Dame, who has to be ranked ahead of Navy, who now has to be ranked ahead of Memphis, who has to be ranked ahead of Ole Miss, who has to be ranked ahead of Alabama. But Alabama's just the best team. I mean, when they're dialed in, when they're rested with 2 weeks off, that defensive front seven, it's the best yet under Nick Saban, especially the line. And that team is just an absolute killer.
And Leonard Fournette, what about him now? Is he I have my Heisman ballot, and I'll have it forever. I'm going to keep my Heisman ballot because I think I'm a keen observer of the passing scene.
Yeah, is it Deshaun Watson now? Is he in the lead?
Yeah, I can't forget because he got pounded by Alabama. That's not fair.
Yeah, but it's part of the deal. That's the game. I mean, it's not right. It's not just. It doesn't mean he's not a great player. It just means that was the one game LSU really had to have on the biggest of stages, and he got stuffed. Not his fault, you know, because that's just Alabama being Alabama, but that's sort of the deal. You know, that's the Heisman. So
you called it too. You said that this is all fun, but there was going to be one of those days.
One of those games, yeah, you did.
You called it, and what's exacerbating the pain for him is the performance of Derrick Henry.
Yeah, he was just a monster in that. I mean, he was phenomenal, and just that was the other great drive of the day, and it kind of got lost in the overall shuffle of the weird stuff that happened. But remember, LSU they kind of had the momentum their way. Fournette scores, and there's still like 9.5 minutes to play, and they're only down, I think it was 30-16 or whatever it was, and you kind of thought, okay, well, you know what? LSU comes up with a stop here. All of a sudden, they're kind of right in this thing. What does Alabama do? I love it when teams do this. That's why I hate the spread offense. Why I hate like the Philadelphia Eagles last night when you know they're struggling. Mm-hmm. They get out in 30 seconds. Or why I hate when Oregon or Texas Tech needs to run out the clock and they say, "Oh, it's what we do," and then they blow it and get off the field fast. Yep. Alabama just cranks out a 9.5 minute drive, pounding Derrick Henry, Derrick Henry, Derrick Henry, ball game. I just to be able to do that, I just love it when teams are able to line up and just say, you know what, we're taking this game over, we're ending it now.
Yeah, I still, you know, right now if I had to submit my ballot, I'd still vote for that kid because I think that's far and away the best player I've seen in college football this season.
Yeah, but the thing about that, though, I mean, look who else is out there. Ezekiel Elliott, you know, eventually Ohio State's going to play a game that someone's going to have to pay attention to, and Ezekiel Elliott's going to come front and center on that one. Deshaun Watson had its moment,
Yep.
Here's the thing about Clemson, though. They don't play anybody else. And I think it's what's going to bear out over the next 3 weeks. I think Clemson's going to be number one in the college football playoff rankings next week. They're just okay. It's an okay team. It's not a great team. Way too much stock's being put into that Notre Dame win, and there's not a lot else. And so at the end of this whole thing, Clemson could probably have the worst resume of anybody in the running for one of these top four slots, and they'll get in if they go 13-0. But it could be a theoretical argument out there that if Oklahoma runs the table, whoever the Big Ten champion is, you know, certainly if a Pac-12 champion, Stanford goes 12-1 or Utah goes 12-1, there's a lot of other teams out there that are going to have a lot better resumes than Clemson. So, you know, yeah, Deshaun Watson, the Heisman, maybe. Derrick Henry, maybe. I still think, you know, Dak Prescott, if he rolls against Alabama, if he somehow pulls off the upset, all of a sudden he becomes a Heisman guy because he's having a massive season.
And don't we we start looking at Big 12 wide receivers. If teams are scoring 60 points a game, there's going to be some crazy numbers that somebody's going to start waving in our faces.
Yeah, you're right. This is a great year for wide receivers, too. And for all the crying and whining about, you know, where are the quarterbacks? Well, the quarterbacks are throwing to these great wide receivers. Will Fuller's having a massive year for Notre Dame. Josh Doctson got hurt for TCU, but he's having a huge year. Corey Coleman basically just won the Biletnikoff. He already has 20 touchdowns on, like, you know, 22 catches or something.
And that's Baylor, right?
Yeah. Yep. So there's some pretty great receiving seasons being had out there.
Yeah, I if the Anybody from the Big 12, they got a few games left against each other. Can a one-loss Big 12 team get in the Final Four?
Look at what Oklahoma has to do, and think of it this way. Think of what the committee is going to be looking at over the next few weeks. So Clemson's basically done. Ohio State, this is why I kind of think almost that the Michigan State loss, for example, that got off, doesn't really matter. Because if Michigan State runs the table and they've beaten a 10-0 Ohio State in Columbus, they beat Penn State, and they beat a 12-0 Iowa, all of a sudden, that 12-1 record looks pretty strong, and they lose on the last second. That kind of helps them out. Same thing for Oklahoma, for example. They have to win over Tennessee, and now they get TCU, they get Baylor, and they get Oklahoma State with two of those three games on the road, and they are passing every eye test. They're just killing everyone at the moment. That new little air raid offense twist that they did to their attack is really killing. There's another guy, Baker Mayfield, by the way, who if he starts rocking and rolling, he's going to get in the Heisman race. I think Oklahoma is playing better than anybody in the Big 12, and I think if they go 11-1, it's going to be a really hard out to keep them out of this thing. And that's where the whole Stanford-Notre Dame game at the end is really going to play a big role.
Yeah, at some point we're going to get to the year where they're going to double the size of this playoff, and when you see the number of undefeated teams that you have here well down into the rankings, that there's going to be, I don't know if it's this year, next year, or when they're actually going to reopen it. It's too.
They're not. They're not. They already announced the playoff format for the next decade or so. So here's the problem with that. One is that it's logistically next to impossible. And I also, because remember, the whole reason why this playoff thing worked is they didn't change anything. It was the exact same bowl format. All they did was make two teams play one extra game.
Right.
So they didn't, because remember, all these playoff people who are involved are still involved in the whole bowl situation world, and they don't want to mess that up. So once you start doing that, now you dilute the whole bowl pool and you screw that up, and people like their bowls in that side of the world. The other problem with changing it to 8 is that then you have to start to figure out, you're going to play some of these games on home sites? Are you going to make fan bases travel to extra games? It becomes kind of a bigger thing, and they're so happy with the way that that went the first time around that, you know what, if you leave out one team, it's probably all right. And then, to me personally, I'm a fan of it. I hate wild cards. I'm happy that, you know, for example, the Kansas City Royals won because it makes the baseball regular season more legitimate. I'm a bigger fan of just, you know, I'd rather have one sort of deserving team out than rather put in three maybe undeserving teams in the playoffs.
No, I get you. It's just incredible when a week like this, you get something that like Saturday, and it just flips everything around, and all of a sudden their coaches say, well, wait a second. You know, you watch the Florida coach say, we're on a championship run, and now we're the champions of this, and nobody really thinks of the champions much of anything.
Yeah, and then it's going to be Alabama versus Ohio State for the national championship,
right?
Because they're just better than everyone else, and they've got all the NFL talent on their team. So it's a lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of fun. The fun part about this is there's a lot of fan bases excited. You know, Iowa stinks, but, you know, that's a, you know, you know what? Iowa fans are like, okay, fine, if we stink, all right, but if we go 13-0, we're in this thing. That's all they want is a chance, and okay, you at least got your shot now. So yeah, my attitude is if you don't get in the playoff, the possible exception of maybe Houston, if you don't get in the playoff, you lost or something happened and you didn't get in, it's your fault.
All right, Pete, thanks for doing this a day early today, and good call on Nebraska, good call on Fournette. We'll give you both of those. Well, as much as we make fun of you,
we'll never make fun of you again, Pete.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Okay, I'm lying. Right. I'm sorry for lying, but I'm, you know, it's like an Illinois thing.
Thanks, Pete. Pete Futek, joins us weekly, moved him up today because it's not a Bears Monday. We're going to do our Bears Monday on Tuesday because the Bears are playing the Chargers tonight. Bottom of the hour, second half. I got a bunch of baseball things. I got some more NBA stuff, a lot. You don't want to miss it. You got the score.
Tomorrow, the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday moves to Tuesday, where we'll recap the big game with San Diego, plus reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts, starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Henley and continuing through the rest of the day. It's a special Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Tuesday. Tomorrow, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Denver Broncos are no longer unbeaten because, among other things, Aqib Talib just went Curly and Larry. In the final 2.5 minutes of a tight game in Indy, Talib got 2 penalties, one for berating an official and 2 for eye-poking an opponent. Indy's Dwayne Allen was mixing it up with Von Miller, so Aqib Talib rolled right up to him and blasted him in the eye. Dude could not have been more Three Stooges if there were goofy sound effects and a bull haircut. He said, quote, "It was an honest mistake. I went over to poke his head, and I think my hand slipped and hit his face," end quote. The only thing as good as him actually doing that was his response after, quote, "He acted like he got in an 18-passenger car wreck. I guess that's what type of a guy he is," end quote. Personally, I never got the Stooges. I don't see what's so hilarious about three adult morons beating each other up, but I find Curly Talib hilarious. I'm Jim Rome.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
There may be a chill in the air, but things are heating up at Sullivan Steakhouse. For a limited time, their signature filet is cozying up to a half pound of wild-caught king crab legs, and it's all yours for only $44. This is a steamy couple you won't want to miss.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or TwiningsUSA.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
A year from now, your business will be generating up to 50% more data than it does today. Will your network be ready? Introducing Business.
True. You're the best, boss.
Yeah, right.
Use your registered Speedy Rewards card at Speedway, and you can win 5 million points or one of 500 daily prizes.
What do I like best about my Speedy Rewards card? After shopping all day buying Christmas gifts, I get to use my points at Speedway and get
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
And an opportunity almost passed by. Thankfully, with one quick call to Chase, David was able to increase the credit line on his Ink business card, giving him the ability to pay for the endorsement. Switch on the mic.
Thousands of dollars have been spent. Dozens of engineers have been involved. And how about this? John Wayne and Franklin Delano Roosevelt were also involved in this.
Rick and Marty have definitely gotten closer than anybody else has in the last 200 years. And this has been a lifelong dream of Rick's since he was a little kid. And Marty's always been a little bit skeptical of it, but he's supporting his brother, which you got to love the camaraderie there between the two brothers. And you know.
Winter is coming. Is your car ready?
Don't get left out in the cold. Head to Hawk Chevy on Harlem Avenue in Bridgeview and get a safe and reliable ride to get you through the winter and beyond. Even if you've been turned down for a loan in the past, we can help.
So remember, winter is coming.
Don't get left out in the cold. Head to Hawk Chevy today on Harlem Avenue in Bridgeview or online at hawkchevy.com.
You can attend the Florida Atlantic University MBA test drive on Saturday, November 14th, and get insight about the top-ranked executive and professional MBA programs, meet the MBA team, and network with faculty and current students over lunch. There's a lecture with leadership guru John Matone, one of the world's top 10 leadership authorities and executive coach for FAU's executive MBA program. You can join FAU for the MBA test drive on November 14th. More information is available at faumba.com. That's faumba.com.
A lot of
800-9 with it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
As we mentioned, second half is coming your way a little bit. You got baseball. I got football on my mind. I generally do on Mondays. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I do. So some leftover football items that, I don't know if they troubled me, but there's just something basically wrong with a lot of it. I don't know, because when you have a day of it to kind of roam around, you know, you don't have to watch anything in particular. The Bears not there, so I roamed around yesterday.
Oof. You know, we were watching, or excuse me, we were, after watching the Bulls, talking about just how some of the, how strange the whole thing is.
It's weird, because the guy you always go to is weird.
And this is something that you might find interesting, because this, it also speaks to our overall discussion of Derrick Rose. Like you say, people outside of Chicago don't understand that this Derrick Rose is a different player. This is not the same guy. In any declaration of vintage this or this is back.
Yeah, that's
and this
what they
is,
do, though.
But even though it's not true.
Not true, but they did it last
Friday. If
you're
watching. So if you're aware of player efficiency rating, the Hollinger Rating Index, and what PER does is it's an advanced metric that takes in its points, rebounds, assists, steals, three-pointers, and blocks. And then there's also a metric for negative stats, fouls and turnovers. And then it balances by possession. So teams that you don't get overrated for having more possessions per game to build some of this stuff up. So it's sort of how fast a team plays is factored in.
Mm-hmm.
Of players averaging 32 plus minutes. So essentially of NBA starters, if you use that arbitrary number, I think 32 is a pretty good number to say for first level starting players. Where do you think Derrick Rose ranks?
Way down.
He is last in the league of players averaging at least 32 minutes per game. This was noted by the Sun Times just now.
Sometimes.
He is 245th with a player efficiency in player efficiency rating right now.
Who cares?
Slightly ahead of a mannequin.
There are three Bulls rated lower than Rose. Joakim Noah, Tony Snell, and Etuan Moore.
Etuan.
Of players averaging at least 32 minutes per game, Rose has the lowest PER in the league.
Well, there's just nothing narrative. Oh, we showed you. See, there he goes. We'll just silence the critics. No.
I don't know what battle you're fighting.
I don't either.
Because
it was all over Friday.
It's not even
everywhere we look.
It's not even a battle that Rose himself cares to fight.
No.
Because we don't even know what he's thinking about.
They're fighting that battle again, and they're fighting the battle that these pictures turn the world around.
No,
the world
is like new now. Just working.
Variety pictures. It was one of the dumbest days in sports I've seen in a long time.
There's a lot
it really
of that.
Was.
Well, there's increasingly dumb. Well, when there's not a University of Illinois official speaking.
Well, that's also at the bottom of the efficiency ratings.
That is just comedy act.
Bottom of the sentence ratings. Right. Can you put together a sentence, anybody?
No, I cannot. Well, you're hired then, and you're fired even though you did nothing wrong.
What?
Yes, you did nothing wrong. Here's $2.5 million. All right.
Okay then. All right, I'll do better next time.
Can Illinois?
No.
Why did they cut him a check for $2.5 million?
I don't know, but that's nice, isn't it? For a guy who's just, right, that's nice.
You get to leave the building with your own bosses praising you, telling the world you did nothing wrong, and then you can go sit on a beach
for
however long you want. I'll never get it. Meanwhile, Tim Beckman's going to come back and hire lawyers if he knows how, when he's going to sue them.
He's not going to win that case.
No, but then you get depositions. That's the thing.
Yeah, he's.
But if just by filing the case, just in discovery, that you get people under oath.
Yeah,
that's why so often people don't do it.
Yeah, this is not a good idea for him. Maybe when he gets his lawyers together, they'll say, Tim?
They might think he's got a case.
I don't think he can put together anything in his mind that makes sense.
Well, that I know.
How is he gonna,
if you're his lawyers, how do you trust him to sound good in the case?
Yes,
that's part of the problem.
That guy?
Is that that's your client? Is that it's one thing you're working. Even if he's got an airtight case, at some point he's gonna have to talk.
Yeah, do you think the Oski thing works? Can he go all Oski on you
in court?
Yeah.
We use the word Oski, not just the word Oski. That 52 seconds of blather.
That's making your case for being institutionalized. By the way, Tim, you're rejected, right, and we're sending you away.
Right. You've lost the case, and we're putting you in a padded room. And you can use whatever words you want.
If you put all that stuff together, he said, that's exactly where they'd put him.
And now that you've got an independent group saying, yeah, that here was a guy who they were worried that there was a possible spinal fracture, and he's screaming at him, demanding that he turn his head. And also the stuff where he's insulting them by referring to Northwestern, that just doesn't look good.
No, that's not, I don't care. I guess that attorney just probably doesn't care if he has him, but I would, that's a dead loser. That's a loser. That's a non-starter.
Judge Boers has ruled it dead
non-starter.
Loser.
Get out of here.
Our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Today, the University of Illinois fired athletic director Mike Thomas following an investigation into a recent spate of allegations against coaches at Illinois. The report released today found that former football coach Tim Beckman encouraged student athletes to play through injuries, interfered with their treatment, and put pressure on trainers to clear athletes to play early. Senior Associate Athletic Director Paul Kowalczyk will take over as interim athletic director. Bears and Chargers are a combined 4-11 on the season. They'll face off tonight on Monday Night Football. Running back Matt Forte and Eddie Royal both out for tonight's game. Center Ronis Grassu, doubtful. Shea McClellan, Pernell McPhee, Jermon Bushrod among those who are questionable. Bears and Chargers kick off tonight at 7:30. Elsewhere in the league, Rex Ryan said IKN and Paul he will be a captain against the Jets on Thursday night. He's the guy who broke Jets backup quarterback Geno Smith's jaw during the preseason. New England running back Deion Lewis has a torn left ACL. He's done for the season. My Minnesota Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater passed the first test in the NFL's concussion protocol after a hard hit in the head in the fourth quarter of Sunday's game against the Rams. He's on track to play for Sunday. Blackhawks are off until Thursday, but Patrick Kane was in the news today for being named the league's number one star for the week. He scored 4 goals and had 5 assists in just 4 games. Bulls are in Philly tonight to take on the 76ers. Bulls have won 6 straight in the series, including 3 straight on the road. Coach Fred Hoiberg says he's not anticipating any changes to the starting lineup. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse. And breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. November sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the home for Ed Napleton Automotive Bears Mondays. This week, starting at 5 a.m. on Tuesday, with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Chargers game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza. Cook one on the grill in just 13 minutes.
Great anticipation for the second half, so to speak. Quote, unquote, the second half.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
So some Bulls, some college football with Pete Futek, a lot about the University of Illinois, and just an unnecessarily difficult process to fire a guy who needed to be fired for very good reason. But instead, they drag it out. They get out negotiated. They cut him a check for $2.5 million. They say he didn't do anything wrong. And this is really, we keep thinking we've reached the nadir of U of I athletics. So no. I'm not going to call bottom on this one. Because
not bottom just yet. No,
I've been proven wrong. I think the bottom call probably comes later. And a little bit of NFL and stuff.
Well, this is an item I saw today, and I thought, well, that is something that we talked about early. I think maybe even before the season began. Wes Welker hasn't played an NFL snap since last December and missed 9 games over his last 2 seasons with the Denver Broncos. But the 34-year-old free agent apparently has no interest in calling it quits. In an interview with Ian Rappaport, Walker said he's reached out to a number of NFL teams and is a bit puzzled why he has yet to receive an offer. The frustrating part sometimes is to look out there on the field and you see guys who are playing and you're like, I should be playing, he said. That gets me a little bit. I love being at home with my kids, but at the same time, you have that itch and you're looking out there and seeing how you can fit with this team or that team, and there's never really a perfect plan.
Stay home. That's the perfect plan.
Yeah.
Wes, stay home.
The injury history, the former Patriot has suffered 3 documented concussions in his career and saw his production decline sharply with his health while in Denver. And I would say this, that I think 3 is a very conservative.
Yes.
I think 3 probably happened in the last 3 games he played. So I don't know what you're thinking when your head is clear, because most of the time I can't imagine that it is. But Wes, stay the hell where you're at.
Couple of baseball notes. The potential hiring of Rick Renteria as White Sox bench coach, I think, is kind of a meh. What it does is it threads a needle in that you could have a guy who has managerial experience, complete competence, the Spanish-speaking ability you want, who wouldn't be a perceived threat to Robin Ventura that maybe Sandy Alomar Jr. would. You know, when we had Steve Stone he floated that very idea that maybe you hire him just to have him there in case you want to fire Robin Ventura and make him your manager. I think you could, that Renteria fits exactly what they describe that they want, and he doesn't pose the same sort of constant threat to those. I don't think an army of people are going to line up if things turn bad for the White Sox and say, it's Renteria time! I don't think that's coming. The other baseball note, the Cubs have made it very clear that they're going to sign some high-end pitching and maybe some mid-end pitching as well. We know the names. We know the names are out there, and Greinke and Zimmerman and David Price. Now, remember, the David Price thing started the moment we knew what his contract clock was and the moment that Joe Maddon showed up here.
Yeah. No question about it. They love each other.
There's also no compensatory draft pick as part of any signing of him, so you don't have to give anything up to get him. There has always been, from people I talk to, a sense of fait accompli that David Price would be joining the Cubs for a big bag of money. I have heard nothing to change my mind on that. I haven't heard anything specific that, no, it's not what it was, or no, the atmosphere is different, the relationship has changed, circumstances have changed. Everything is exactly the same. I have not had anybody I talked to be dissuaded from what they said weeks ago, that they expected that these two, the Cubs and David Price, were remaining on course to join forces again. So until I hear otherwise, I'm going to keep thinking that's what's going to happen.
We're going to visit with Jim Suhan a little bit. And the angriest man on the planet yesterday, and it lasted a long time after it happened, was Mike Zimmer.
He was great.
Oh, my God. He so angry. And they had talked about it during the game. I was watching a lot of the game because it was close, and then it was overtime. And I hadn't seen much of the Rams, and I wanted to watch Gurley run. And so I watched a lot of the Rams game and a lot of the Packers, a lot of everything yesterday. But Mike Zimmer said, they were talking about, you know, I don't know what this handshake's going to be like after the game. Boy, they were right.
Yeah, it was kind of a,
Yeah, because Zimmer said, I'm pretty sure if we were out in the street, it probably would have been a fight. He called the hit on Teddy Bridgewater, and he did pass his first concussion thing today, but called it a cheap shot. I agree that it was a cheap
How
shot.
How could he pass a concussion? He was out cold.
Yeah, I
he
agree
was
that it was
knocked
a cheap,
out.
I know, but he passed the first test, which is to be awake. You can't pass the test unless he's actually awake.
Okay, but that's just ridiculous. I mean, cheap obviously check. He suffered
Greg
a concussion.
Greg Williams' defenses are all like that, referencing Rams defensive coordinator Greg Williams, who is part of the Bounty Gate scandal. Zimmer also said he might contact the lead over some of the other questionable plays. Esther contact Lava said, I might make a phone call regarding what he deemed dirty hits throughout the game, not just the one on Teddy Bridgewater, but throughout the game, this stuff going on. And if you watch the Rams play, ladies and gentlemen, you would notice the same thing. It's Marcus Joyner, I mean,
Greg Williams team.
Yeah, that is what they do, kids. That is what they do. And Jeff Fisher seems to know it too, by the way.
We talked briefly during transition that Andre Drummond helped the Pistons come back and whip the Trailblazers. Andre Drummond, 29 points, 27 rebounds, yet another 20-20 game. These are mammoth statistical performances. And like you said, you brought up Will Chamberlain, and that's what we're talking about here with these kind of numbers. But how about these numbers? Look at the NBA Central Division. Cleveland 6-1. Detroit, I believe, are they now 6-1?
5-1, I think.
They've improved 5-1?
I think they're 5.
Like, I have 5-1 here. I just didn't know if this was updated.
I think that's right.
And then the Bulls are 4-3.
The Bull.
Milwaukee is now 4-3. And Indiana is 3-4. And they're not an easy opponent some nights. We know that they're not a team that is just going to roll over for you either. So this is setting up to be a hellacious Central.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I thought it might be. I wasn't sure. I kept, when you asked me that question about the team that improved the most, remember I said the Pistons, and I got no help from my general manager survey at all. I got nothing from them. I got a kick on the rocks, and I mean, I don't know that that's lasts or whatever it is. Maybe it's just a little streak they're on. But I there's still some things I doubt. But that guy. You know, I mean, I don't, and he's waiting for Joe Kiemann and Pau Gasol again too. You know, that's like an automatic 2020.
Well, if you've
when
been
he plays the Bulls,
reading about what Stan Van Gundy's done, a couple different outlets have profiled that Van Gundy is being given a lot of money and a lot of power and control to radically reshape how they do their business there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a tiny little front office that he has expanded by hiring tons of scouts, tons of analysts, whether it's actual film analysis or statistical analysis, and they're scouting anything and everything and doing almost an MLB-style database. So I know Van Gundy kind of looks like a schlub.
Yeah, he does.
But he is a bright guy, and he's always had ideas about how to run a team, and he's getting a chance to do it. So I don't know if it's going to work. But he's at least trying, and it could end up being formidable.
Yeah. That's second half. We do it every damn day when it's not a Bears game. The day before, we always ask what you think of this and the other things we've discussed. A lot of stuff today at 312-644-6767. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Best second half of all time.
Mercy Hospital postgame show starring two Bear greats, All-Pro center Olin Cruz.
Jay Cutler puts his shoulder down, puts it in the end zone, and yet we find a way to lose.
And Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
The Bears had their opportunity. It's hard to watch.
Along with Score football expert Hub Arkish.
Jay, for the most part, we had the time to do what he had to do, and they ran the ball well.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bear.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Target, Fresh Thyme, or TwiningsUSA.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
There are those who play the blues. Then there's Chicago's the electric blues legend. Buddy Guy, Saturday, November 14th at Star Plaza Theater with Quinn Sullivan, special guest of the Buddy Guy Band. A night of non-stop classics. Get Buddy's latest album, Rhythm and Blues, available now. Tickets on sale now at the box office, starplazatheater.com and Ticketmaster. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Buddy Guy.
It's the Light Up the Holidays event at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Join us from November 11th through the 15th and enjoy our best prices of the year. For the first time ever, Jared is offering spectacular savings throughout the store, plus premiering hundreds of new pieces. Don't miss your chance to light up the holidays November 11th through the 15th, because the one gift she'll always love is waiting for you at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What did you like from Gabbard today, and is he your quarterback after five?
Right out the gate. We're gonna enjoy today. Gabbard did a nice job today, as did the team.
Just to clarify, Gabbard will be your starter for your next game.
Gabbard was our starter this past today.
Yeah.
And I don't have a comment past that.
Jim, obviously,
if
you don't say
Gaffer's
going to start against Seattle,
I'm not going to get into all that today.
But obviously, it could invite 2 weeks worth of, okay, or a week worth of, discussion. Who's their quarterback? Well, yeah. Why won't you say who's?
Because I'm going to go back and watch tape, and Blaine had a great day today. Okay, I'll talk about what a great job Blaine Gabbert did today. Okay, and what a great job the team did today, and getting a win.
Mercy. Everybody wanted to know the same question because they know the Niners suck. They know Blaine Gabbert sucks. And yes, they won, but to that, that's Jim Tomsula, guy.
Why is he surprised? Not right out the gate, huh?
What did you like from Gabbert today, and is he your quarterback after five?
Right out the gate.
Jim, you're talking about statistically one of the worst quarterbacks in the history of pro football. I mean, I think that question's going to come your way. And people are going to say, dude.
It's also the way he handled the benching of Kaepernick.
Yeah, all of it. Come on.
With so much in question.
Hey, that's over there. Smart people in football, our guy Billigan, everybody says that when that happens, it's over. And I mean, I don't know that's true.
Does he think
to Jay Cutler is a different coach. Yeah, and yeah. Maybe Kaepernick has some value to somebody that says they can fix him.
Hey, does he think he's giving next week's opponent some sort of difficulty by having to game plan for both Blaine Gabbert and Colin Kaepernick? You don't have to game plan for either one of them. Right now, we will take the sixth caller to the contest line, 312-591-6700, to win a four-pack of free haircuts to Chicagoland Sport Clips. Brought to you by Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. We have the Bears coming up later on.
Oh, and we do.
I don't know what this game means, really. Much anything?
Nothing.
Nothing, right?
Is that too to say nothing? Is that bad?
No, I think the headline will be, if Langford has a terrific game, then, we'll have the usual stuff about what that says for the Bears' future and Matt Forte and all of that. And if Forte is getting injections of platelet-enriched plasma...
Yeah, I'd like to have some of those.
All that, no, you wouldn't, because it usually means that you've torn something in your body, but that's probably not a real good sign for the medium term here for Matt Forte. Not expecting him back anytime soon.
No? You don't think two weeks?
I don't know.
Come on now.
I'm not sure.
Come on, doctor.
And a lot of people are asking, too, the thoughts about what went on at University of Missouri. Hey, go ahead, man. I have no problem with a football team trying to exercise a little sociopolitical muscle. Why not? What's wrong with that? They feel strongly, and if football is going to have too much importance on college campuses, it bites both ways. That's the way I look at it. If you want to make football king and that's your big revenue generator and you don't want to lose money and the football players want to get together and band together for something they care about, more power to them.
Yeah, I didn't have time today to look because I had a bunch of stuff to do. I didn't see, I was trying to figure out exactly what he didn't do.
Yeah, he apparently just didn't respond actively enough to the multiple concerns that they had over some racially tinged incidents, some incidents of alleged racism, that there were some words that were said. They just didn't think.
The swastika.
That was later. That was the third thing.
Yeah, there's a third thing, but I don't know what you want. I guess that's what I'm saying is I'm not sure what you want. What is exactly necessary from him?
I don't know.
That stops it. Because, I think that'd be, if he's got that magic way that stops it, that puts an end to it, that'd be great. If you could help me with that.
Yeah, I don't know how, in tone, how dismissive he was. I'm not sure if he just sort of said, this doesn't matter to me. This isn't all that important. I didn't get the sense, because then he was convening tribunals and groups and symposiums and was saying all the right things about wanting to get out ahead of it and making sure that the Missouri campus was a free and open and tolerant place. But it was at that point, they needed his head, and they got it. And I think this is just a case of when you empower football, that they're going to wield the power in ways perhaps you don't expect.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I just didn't, you know, I had no problem with him doing it. I just didn't understand what exactly was so egregious of what he did or didn't do.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do about some of this.
Yeah, in truth, I wasn't sure what they felt rose to a fireable offense.
Yeah, I that's what I'm trying to figure out. What does any school president do? What do you do when that happened? You come out and you condemn it? Okay, I think he did that, but I don't know what else there is. I mean, I if you've got the steps, please give him the Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Please give us those. If you've got the keys to success hidden somewhere, please share. And by the way, the Tom Sula,
yes,
and Blaine Gabbert,
yes,
they're at Seattle next week.
Gotta watch the film. I would suggest continuing to watch.
That's not gonna be good for Blaine Gabbert.
No, I would keep watching the film of this game instead of attending the next game.
Then
that's just my personal.
Then
advice.
Arizona comes a calling.
Oh boy!
But then,
yes,
they're here.
That's
guy is going to be here.
That's our Super Bowl. You realize that?
I know. It is our Super Bowl.
Jim Tom Sula here. We got to get him on the show.
Bruce is the... Yes, we will.
We got to get him on the show.
Bruce, the son of a Navy SEAL.
Again, it's being written. Again. Again, whole features now. Here's how being the son of a Navy SEAL matters to John Fox. You know he's the son of a Navy SEAL. John Fox.
He's the son of a Navy SEAL. Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell me something interesting about it.
Well, but also, and then... track every other offspring of every other Navy SEAL to tell me if it's a net positive or a negative. Why should we care? Is a Navy SEAL automatically a better parent or a better parent of a football coach?
Yes.
Than a milkman?
John Fox, a 60-year-old born in Virginia Beach, raised in San Diego, the son of a Navy SEAL.
Who cares?
I don't know, but that's part of his... bio.
Isn't it possible that a research librarian can have a son that grows up to be a terrific football coach?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, what does that matter? Why does it matter at all? Why aren't you going back and figuring out what every other coach's dad did for a living? And they're probably all football coaches. Come on,
Dan. Probably
in the sport that's the metaphor for war.
Yeah, but I know. But it doesn't make you better at your job just because your guy was a Navy SEAL. We don't even know if he was a good Navy SEAL. So, I mean...
Yeah, what did they ever
value
do?
Value over replacement Navy SEAL right, was exactly. Negative 0.1.
But why, how do we know that it's a...
It's all war.
It's all war, you know.
It's all war. It's all Navy SEALs. It's all swimming around and putting face paint on and putting sticky bombs on the hull of the ship. You know, it's like holding Jell-O.
Yeah, Baldy, remember later on when we get a chance, because, I mean, I know we've got a lot of things coming up here, but I want you to explain what happened at Missouri to us, would you?
Yeah, you're a Missouri guy. You're a Missouri man, right?
You're a proud grad.
I have nothing to do with that place anymore.
Why? What'd they do to you?
I graduated and moved on.
Well, they're going to call asking for money.
And I, as we had the discussion on Twitter,
yes.
they can suck the money out of
what?
What?
Out of your
cold dead hands? The transaction is over.
God bless him.
I'm glad I got my degree there, but that's it.
This is true. He can tell you though the great places to eat if you're heading down there though.
I will tell you though. You say that.
I don't think Missouri's.
You
really
say
the place
that now, but wait till
it's
your
a
kid.
State school for Christ's sake. My kids will be smart enough to get in there.
State school for Christ's sake.
Were your kid what?
Oh, Christ's sake.
But what?
My dumb ass couldn't even get into U of I. That's how I settled.
What did the president do at Missouri? What did he do?
Earl Weaver all of a sudden over there.
Mr. Bitter? What did the president do? Nothing?
I don't know. Well, I'm only catching up on this story today.
I've seen it a couple times on the news over the weekend. It was a big deal because the football players were involved. And I still, you know, it's just like, well, he hasn't done this about this. Well, I mean, what do you want him to do? Hire somebody or what do you want? I mean, he can condemn it. I thought he did. And then, that's the only thing I'm asking. That's all I want to know. And I can't find it anywhere. So I was counting on you. And you've given up on... Mizzou.
Mike McCarthy. His father was a firefighter and Pittsburgh police officer as well as a bar owner.
Wow.
There you go.
That's a football coach. Now
that's something. His father was a firefighter and a police officer and he owned a bar. They should do it for every coach, not just the son of the Navy SEAL. His father was a... It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Yeah, I don't know why that needs to be mentioned, but I guess... You know what it is? Hmm. I think there's nothing interesting about him at all.
Well, we know that.
So, I mean, you got to have something, so you might as well use that, is what I'm saying.
Maybe
you
know, there was nothing...
What are you still going to say?
Jim Tom Sula, the son of an owner of a failed Hungarian restaurant...
Right? I don't know that.
It, I think so, right? The big story about them.
Was it Davis a failed owner?
Yeah, they had a family restaurant, but then the team moved and the restaurant failed, and then he lived in his car, and then...
He lived in his shoe.
He lived with David Schuster, actually. Well, no, he did. Tom Sula's got some horrible backstory. He's overcome everything.
He's overcome everything to be, well, a horrible coach.
To where he is now. Boers and Bernstein, you got the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Meijer or TwiningsUSA.com.
It's the Light Up the Holidays event at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Join us from November 11th through the 15th and enjoy our best prices of the year. For the first time ever, Jared is offering spectacular savings throughout the store, plus premiering hundreds of new pieces. Don't miss your chance to light up the holidays November 11th through the 15th, because the one gift you'll always love is waiting for you at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting